Shulchan Aruch writes the following: Ra'oi l'chol yirei shamayim, it is worthy for everyone who has a fear of heaven, she'yehem meitzar v'do'eg achurba beis hamikdash. They should be pained, they should be concerned about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It seems from this halacha that who is responsible, who is obligated in the avelus, in the mourning of the Beis HaMikdash, rak l'yechidei skula, only for the very few individuals who are on this level of yirei shamayim. How many of us can say that we really can say about ourselves we fear heaven? So it would seem that it's just for a very, you know, elite group who are obligated in all of this avelus on Yerushalayim, the mourning of Yerushalayim. However, notes the Pamei Moe, the Chidushei Arim, adds a very important addendum. And he adds, Hayam Osif, Shemi Sheino Yerei Shemayim, one who isn't in this category of fear of heaven, Ra'ui Lo Sheim Eitzar V'Doeg Al Chosei Yerashalo, he has something even greater to worry about. And that's the fact that he's not a Yerei Shemayim, that he's not, that he doesn't fear heaven. And we have to understand, Shadam Sheino Chash Ke'ev Amog V'Tzarev Al Ha'edar Mikdash, a person who doesn't feel the pain of the lack of having a Beis HaMikdash, Harbe Yesh L'Lidog V'Lachush HaDargatar Ruchanit HaBeguma, he has a lot to worry about. She has a lot to worry about on what state of being they're in. Mi Shachorban V'Galur Einam Gormim Lo Litzta'er, If you're not pained by the lack of the Beis HaMikdash, then you realize that there's something really pagum b'marechet arkim, there's something really wrong in all of your entire system. It's like the maisa of a person who came to a Rebbe and was complaining about whatever issues were going on in his life, and the Rebbe turned to him with empathy and said, I also have a major problem, and that is, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have a Korban HaTamid this morning. We didn't bring, you know, the morning sacrifice. It's like, this is also on my head. This is what I'm worried about. Most of us are worried about how we're going to feed our family. Most of us are worried about refuah. We're not worried about that the Korban HaTamid wasn't brought this morning. So this is what I'd like Yemir Tov Hashem to focus in on today. What is the avelus of one who isn't a Yirei Shamayim? What is the avelus? What is the mourning period during the 3 weeks about one who's, you know, can't tap into this mourning of a building that was destroyed, of the Shechina that's no longer within us? On what level can we tap into this period of mourning and be able on some level to access this higher level through the medium of that which is missing within us? Let's try to develop the parameters a little bit more before entering into the dynamics. So if Techaim notes, Mihu amatim litabel Yerushalayim listair la'edar afsharut litcharev la'kadosh baruch hu dafka gavra rabba. The whole idea of being mit'abel Yerushalayim is the idea of realizing that you can't come close to Hashem. That the medium to which we're able to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that medium is missing. And that is a gavra rabba, as we saw, that's a great person who realizes that their ability to even bring themselves closer in their relationship with Hashem, a major aspect of this is missing. Mihu ha-ra'ui l'kasha yisod zeh tiye mushtetet avelito, adam shekol tochen chayav. Such a person, such a gavra rabba, is somebody who in the arrow into his entire life, uvechol pulutav u'ma'asav, and everything that he does, he has one focus in his avodas Hashem, and that is haramat kvod shamayim. Everything he does is about bringing more glory to the world. And therefore, if such a person is mesugal, he's able, leads the air, to feel pain, ala eder kvod shamayim babriya. He is so in touch, he's so attuned. Is this going to bring greater godliness into this world? Is it going to bring less godliness if I say this, if I do this? Such a person is then able to feel the pain of not having the Beis HaMikdash here, not having that medium of greater God consciousness. However, we have to understand that this idea of a lack of Kvod Shamayim in this world, this idea of not having the Beis HaMikdash in this world, is equally relevant for each and every one of us. And that's a very famous idea that Reb Chaim Volozhin points out in Nefesh HaChayim, in Shar Aleph, Perak Dalet, where he realized, where he says, one who really understands this fully will be filled with chil or ata. When he realizes, he'll be filled with trembling and trepidation that everything we do creates a ramification in our world. And that we need to understand that it wasn't, you know, Titus or Nebuchadnezzar who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. It's us and our deeds that destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Now, whatever we do, whether we're aware of it or conscious of it or not, everything we do creates either a greater Kvod Shamayim in this world, a greater glorification of God, or, God forbid, a lessening of God's presence in this world. And he says that one who has, you know, negative thoughts, he's as if bringing a Varazara into the Beis HaMikdash. Which Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash HaEliyah. Just like we know there's a Beis HaMikdash Shamata, there's a Beis HaMikdash Shamala. There's a temple below and there's a temple above. And that temple above is still alive and well. And we have to realize that everything we do, we're either building or destroying that temple of above, which is either facilitating or preventing the temple below from being built. V'chein, the end of 3, Kol Chet Asher Kol Ish Yisrael Machnis Bilibo. Every sin that we enter into our hearts, Chas V'Shalom, is like an Esh Dara. It's like a fire. Whether it's in Kas, it's an Esh Dara B'Kas, or Shara Taivas Rolls, it's as if you're bringing this into the Beis HaMikdash HaElyon. That's what we have to realize. That every single person, every person who sinned is creating an effect in the higher Beis HaMikdash, and he's enabling the further destruction of this Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the only way to build our inner Beis HaMikdash is to work on the outer Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash Shomala, which is going to build the Beis HaMikdash Shomata, is to work on the Churban Beit HaMikdash Apnimi. You know, sometimes, my friends, it's very difficult, and we've focused about this many, many times over the years. It's hard to focus on, you know, a building that was, and Kvod Shamayim, and all these concepts are so esoteric and so out there. So that's why I wanted to try this here, to really bring it down, even though all of that is important, and if a person can tap into that, Matova Manaim. But let's try to talk about something that we can relate to. Let's talk about something up close and personal. It's not only about a Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed in the outer spheres, or in the upper spheres. It's about a Beis HaMikdash that's destroyed within us. It's about Kirvas Hashem, the closeness to Hashem, that is not as accessible as it should be. Let's focus on something right here in personal, that we have to realize that the Skulas Yimei Ben HaMitzarim, the end of 4, the power of the 3 weeks, Sheyesh Bem Hashpa V'Siyata D'Shmayim Yuchadeh L'Chol Echad V'Echad, it has a power for each and every one of us to be able to feel this inner Beis HaMikdash that has been destroyed, to realize that we don't have that closeness to Hashem that we should have, and that is what we need to be mourning for. And this is what the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter in source number 5 continues, Ziftei Chaim, speaks about. That a person is able to reach during Tisha B'Av and during this time period the same levels that you can reach on Yom Kippur through the forgiveness of your sins. Because it's about a She'ifa Litkarev El Hashem Yisbarach. Because they both have the same goal. And that goal is building the inner part of us to feel that closeness to Hashem. And therefore our job is Omnam Tzarich Lishtadel L'Zachech Et HaPnimiyot. We have to be able to work on during this time, just like El Rosh Hashanah time, is to work on the Pnimiyot, to work on the inner parts of ourselves. Lo Listapek B'Chitzionos Bovad, not to just be satisfied with the external world. We have to allow the Hilchos Avelos to be able, Rachmana Liba Bai, to be able to affect me, that I am intrinsically missing something, that there's something missing from my life. Yes, I study Torah. Yes, I do Chesed. Yes, I can check off all of these things. But do I feel a connection to Hashem? Rachmana liba bai, Hashem wants our heart. Am I going by rote? Do I realize that my Beis Hamikdash is not alive and well, really feeling the Ashras, the Shechina, the Divine Presence in my life and bringing it through my actions into this world? That's the avelos that we need to have, that cognizance and that acting on that. And that's what I want to talk about. First and foremost, the first step is having cognizance, realization of where we're holding, and then Emir Hashem will talk about perhaps a derech or some drachim to be able to on a practical, theoretical level, as we always do, to be able to see what we can do to move forward in the 3 weeks. We know that the Sfarim tell us, and this is Haras Derech, Rav Uri Weissblum, Shiva Nachlas in Haifa, that originally, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very much in this world. And we know when Adam HaRishon chata nistaka shechina l'rakia HaRishon, that when Adam HaRishon sinned, Hashem kivyachol moved up. Right? There are seven heavens, concept of in the seventh heaven, he moved up one heaven. V'lo nifrash bin riyata l'kut b'briya l'ven ha'briya. There was suddenly like a curtain that came down, where you don't see Hashem at every single moment. Originally, when Adam HaRishon was created, you could feel godliness at every step of the way. And wherever we went, it was just there, it was in the air. Suddenly, a curtain came up, and now there's a distinction between, you know, God's up in heaven, and we're down here. Then Kayin sinned, Nistakal Rekia Sheni. When Kayin sinned, it went up even further. Now it's even more difficult to access Hashem. And then the door Enosh, the third heaven. The door Amabel, the fourth heaven. The door Flugga of the tower Bavel, the fifth heaven. Stone, the sixth heaven. And Mitzrayim, in the days of Abraham, the seventh heaven. The Shechina, when every generation sinned, just removed its presence further and further. And then there was Hester Pani Mukhla, it was Isef the Bria, Zifan 7, the creation was Minuteket Ma'abore Olam, as if the creation was completely devoid of any connection to Hashem, God forbid. And everything looked like it was Teva. And we know, Ukenegdam, accordingly, there were seven great people, seven great generations that brought down the Shechina, Avraham Avinu, Yitzhak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Levi, Kahad, Amram, and Moshe. Each one of them brought down the Shechina down to earth until you have Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yehud Hashem, by Mamad Har Sinai, Hashem came down and gave us the Torah. Kol Avodatam Shel Avos HaKadoshim V'Doro Shachareihem, the job of the Avos HaKadoshim and the generation that came after them was La'arid Shechina Merakia L'Rakia Shemet Tachtav, to bring down Hashem's presence level by level. La'asir T'michitzot, to be able to break the barriers. Shenakir Ba'ofet Muchashi, that we should be able to see in a very real way. Shekel Chai Beinenu, that Hashem is among us. And that was exactly what the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, was all about. You felt the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu alive and well. It was pulsating in this world. Kach haya eid hamatzav ad ha-churban. What happened with the Churban Beis HaMikdash? Haya siman li'istalkus ha-shechina. See, this is the whole idea, my friends. You know, you say to me, but it's hard to feel God. I daven and I don't feel anything. I learn, I don't feel anything. I do chesed, I don't feel anything. That's exactly it, my friends. The fact that you don't feel anything is because of Istalkos HaShechina. Because Hashem's presence is not here. You have to work so much harder. It's a struggle, you're right. That, when you realize that, when you realize Istalkos HaShechina, when you say, oh my, I wish I would feel, I wish I would connect, I want to work harder to bring Hashem down here, that's the avoda, that's the service of the 3 weeks. Hashem was so close to us, and he describes so beautifully in 8, I mean, it's beautifully and sad at the same time, how Hashem just in the Churban HaBayis just go straight up into the air and depart, but just like he came down level by level, he departed level by level, waiting to see if anyone would notice. First it was the Stalkos of Shechina into the Kruvim, and then into the Parocha. from the Kapara to the Kruv. And then it went from the Kruv to the Miftan, to the threshold. And then it went to the Chatzer, and then to the Azara, and then to the Ulam, and then to the Mizbeach, and then goes on to the Gag, and the Gag to the Choman, and the Choman La'ir, the Yerushalayim. Step by step, the Shechina is leaving. And you almost feel like, as Rashi says, V'chol silukim alalu l'fi shevekoshi haya mitzaleg umatz mitzapeshe yeshuvu. It's like, you know, a mother who looks back, does my kid realize I'm missing? And you want the kid to scream, you know, Ima, Ima, don't go, I love you. And we're completely oblivious to it. And the Shechina, who was so connected to us, at the late Breira, disappeared. And 9, Ad matai tishair ha-Shechina begaluta, until when will the Shechina be in Golos? The whole essence of creating this world is to bring Hashem down into our world. When will it come back? So, Omrim Chazal, Eilech Ashuvel Mekomi Ad Asher Yeshamu. Chazal say, when will the Shechina be brought back? What is the key that we need to unlock to be able to bring down the presence again? One word. Ad asher ye'eshamu. As explains Rashi, she'achziku et atzmam ha'shemim. When we hold ourselves accountable. Shoresh harikavon ba'adam hu. The real problem, says Rav Weissblum, is she'no machzik atzmo asham. We don't feel culpable or responsible. Even though we recognize, yes, I've sinned, but you don't hold yourself responsible. You blame my circumstances. You blame, what do you want from me? Look at my generation. It's like amazing. I even daven. Most people around me don't even daven. Most people around me don't even dress this way. But you don't hold yourself responsible. Hutolem atzavo matzavador mesir tashma matzmo zeu gilut hashchina. Aval akara v'rashu Hashem b'matzavo ruchani, az niftach petach tikva. What's the opening of hope? The first of the vidui, Hashemnu, we've sinned, you're right Hashem. I have distanced you from what I've done. I'm not where I should be. I'm not holding where I should be. I'm not going to blame my parents. I'm not going to blame my teachers. I'm not going to blame my school. I'm not going to blame. I'm not going to blame. I'm going to take the personal responsibility on myself. Ashamnu. I am responsible. And indeed, the Elishur speaks about in source number 12 that we don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av, an idea we've done before, such a beautiful and powerful idea, because it's a Moed. Karalai Moed. It's called a festival. And he quotes here the idea that there are some festivals of Kiruv, of closeness to Hashem, like the Shlosh Regalim, like the three festivals, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. V'yeshno Moed Shorichuk, and then there's a festival of distance, and that is Tisha B'Av. What does that mean, there's a festival of distance? We're celebrating being far. He says, yes. He says, because there's a condition of being close and there's a condition of being far. But explains Rabbeinu Yonah, there's a third condition which is even worse. Avat mikarev libam avad chashbon al nafsham. From within them, they've lost the whole accounting of self. Mikarev libam avad chashbon al nafsham is lo kavo v'lo rechok. They are on 12. You're not close, you're not far, you're parech bavir. V'yacholi d'mochu adam shalem u'bemet u'rasha. You think that you're doing great mitzvahs and you're really a Russia. You know, you think you're greater than you are. My friends, to such a degree, I feel, and I may be wrong, I'm not trying to implicate anybody, let me talk about myself. We're on this level. We give stucca, and we learn, and we do chesed, and we keep Shabbos. But look at ourselves. Am I ready 10 minutes before Shabbos every week? Am I ready by Chatzot, anticipating Shabbos? And what does my Shabbos look like? Do I sleep most of Shabbos? Do I have Zmiros? And do I have Divrei Torah at my Shabbos table? Is there an environment of Kedusha in my home on Shabbos? How do I spend my Shabbos meal? What am I talking about? How am I careful about the halachos of Shabbos? Do I learn them? Do I able to keep them properly? So for me to say, yes, I'm a Shomer Shabbos is limited. Yes, I may be a Shomer Shabbos, but where I'm coming from and who I am Can I be a greater Shomer Shabbos? Can I connect greater to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Of course I can. But if my attitude is, I'm doing the best I can, and I don't even try harder, and I don't even take my look in the mirror and say, well, how can I make my Shabbos better? How can I improve my Erev Shabbos? How can I improve my Shabbos? Then I am in that state of thinking I'm in the greatest levels of closeness when I'm really so far. What is the moed of Richuk? It's when Klal Yisrael, the Gemara says clearly, based on Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hinei Nishpat Otech Al Amrech Lo Chatati. The Gemara tells us, Pasuk in Yirmiyah, of what was the judgment in the time of the Churban. It's because we said, Lo Chatati, I didn't sin. If you're able to admit you're far, if you're able to admit, you know what, Hashem, I'm doing the best I can, but I have a long way to go. And I realize that I am deficient in areas A, B, C, and D. And this is how I'm working on it. Great. But when they said, Lo Chatati, what do you mean? We're doing great. That's what we're held accountable for. And this is what the Moed of Richuk is about. When you are able to stand on the truth and you're able to say, I'm far, Hashem. The Nikuda Ta'emet Hasok Far Mikar Toe Labi Tvara. The moment you say I'm far, the moment you say I have what to work on, that's the moment that you're becoming closer. Daiva Karana Medzot Afsharicho Kunora. Yes, the distance is great and the pain and the anguish of, oh my gosh, I have so far to go, is there. But I can have a Moe Sharichok. I can have a festival. I'm celebrating when I realize the truth. And this is what we need to understand, what the 3 weeks culminating in Tisha B'Av is about, that we can reach the same levels as Yom Kippur. The Ne'ilah of Yom Kippur, as Rabbi Sal Salanter said, is a time of evaluation. It's a time to be able to go through my Avodas Hashem, or to take one area of my Avodas Hashem. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be Ben Adam L'makom, it could be Ben Adam L'chaveiro, it could be my Shabbos, my brachos, my kashrus, it could be the way I interact with people, the way I interact with certain members of my family, with my neighbors, it doesn't matter. And be honest, and be able to say one word, Ashamnu, I have sinned, I realize I'm far. When you're able to say that, that's the moment when you're bringing down this closeness. Rabbi Spiro, in his beautiful Sefer, Touched by Her Tears, on the 67th Kina, he notes, based on the art scroll, he notes, the Kina begins with the word Eicha, which means how. The word Eicha symbolizes much of the day at Tisha B'Av, which is the day we read Eicha. In fact, the word Eicha may be read with different vowels and would thus be pronounced Ayeka, meaning where are you? Soon after the creation of the world, Adam Rishon sinned and went to hide in the garden. When Hashem came to look for him, he called out, Ayeka, where are you? It is this call of Ayeka that we have been hearing ever since that day. It's a call of the Almighty to every human being. Where are you? In essence, though, the Almighty was asking Adam, what has happened to you? And on Tisha B'Av, this is a call we must answer. Where are we? What has happened to us? And sadly, our response is to hide. Then the call rings out to the world even louder and even with more insistence. Ayeka, we are indeed, are we? In truth, the day of Tisha B'Av is not only a day of Avelus, but a day of Tshuva as well. It's a day of introspection, a time we must evaluate where we are and where we want to go. Are we on course or are we lost? Have we veered from our ideal of the type of person we want to be? The type of nation we want to be? Listen to this, Maisa. A chassid once came to the Kutzker Rebbe and asked if he could become a disciple of the great Rebbe. The Kutzker asked him sharply, right? Kutzker lied. What have you come to search for here? Looking for God. I'm looking for Ribbono Shel Olam. Well then, you've come to the wrong place. I cannot help you find him. Chassid was surprised, and he asked the Rebbe, then what is it that everyone has come here to find? The Kutzker stared at him with his piercing eyes. Each one of them has come here to find himself. That is what Tisha B'Av, the 3 weeks, is about. It's about finding ourselves. It's about recognizing that we, as the Mizbeach Hashem, as the Al Shech HaKadosh points out in 13, are broken. We are not on the level that we need to be on. Now, let's try to understand. That's idea one. Idea one is the 3 weeks is about one word, ashamnu, I'm guilty. Now let's try to understand what this guilt is all about. Not to lay a guilt trip, but yes, to lay a guilt trip. What is this? What should we be feeling guilty about? So Rav Pinkus, now it's been just recently, a few weeks, put out in English, Vodash, Shana, Exile, Consolation. He says, in this world of Hashem, upon us are placed expectations that are of Hashem's magnitude. We are as small as can be, yet we're expected to behave as befits a world that was made for great people, for the Tamnaim, Amoraim, and the like. All the laws of the Torah were given for all the millennia of the world's existence, therefore for the great men of old and for the little people like us. It might seem odd to us that we're subjugated to the same expectations as earlier generations, but one thing is for sure, the Torah will not be replaced. We are required to keep what it says and will be held accountable for it. Anyone who contemplates the heavy claim against us cannot help but shed a stream of tears. Now is the time to cry over it, over the destruction of the sanctuary within us. When we're saying Hashamnu, we have this feeling like, you know, what does Hashem expect from me? After all, I'm living in this generation. And there is truth to this, and Hashem understands the situation that we're in, and He judges us accordingly. But at the same time, there is an expectation for us. It's not like the Torah says, okay, you know, when you're living Ikvah Sata Mashiach, you only have to do, you know, 300 of the mitzvot, not 613. No, the same obligations are put on us. We have to realize that we have an onus on our shoulders. The same Kabbalat Malchut Shemayim is placed on us as well. And we have to strive for that. 15, Rabbeinu Yonah, author of the Shari Tshuva, which is a Musar work study to improve our character. On Tisha B'Av, we can and should study Shari Tshuva as a kinnah, in a crying manner. We should weep over how much is expected of us and how little we fulfill it. He writes as follows, for it is known that among the ways of sanctifying Hashem's name is to declare through all our words, all our gestures, and all our ways and deeds that the soul's foundation and grandeur and its inherent goodness, basis, purpose, and nobility is service of Hashem, fearing Him and keeping His Torah. For as it says, for this is all of man. Let's take a look at ourselves in regard to all our words, all our gestures, and regards to all our ways and deeds. Do we properly sanctify Hashem's name in these areas? Or perhaps some of our deeds cause desecration of Hashem's name, God forbid. This is it. Do we even know how to go about doing this? Let not think for one moment that Rabbeinu Yonah is speaking only of his generation. Torah doesn't change. No. We have to ask ourselves, Hashamnu, am I working on my deeds? Being those of sanctifying God between man and man and man and God, like, there is what is expected of us. We can't have this attitude, oh, what do you expect, you know? No, there is expectation. Tisha B'Av 16 demands of us to see and feel how broken we are. We live in Hashem's world with laws and mitzvot that belong to earlier generation, and it needs to fit us as well. This is our challenge. When we were in our mother's womb at 17, we took an oath to become tzaddikim. This includes learning and knowing the whole Torah. Do we speak only in Torah and abstain from all idle talk, as we are commanded? This is a terrible destruction of the inner sanctuary of the sanctuary of Hashem. The sanctuary of Hashem, the sanctuary of Hashem, it's in them. We're not the only ones who cry over this. Chazal say there are three kinds of people of which Hashem cries. One is he who is able to engage in Torah but does not. We live in a world which Hashem is crying over us all the time. And it's no wonder that the Torah sources in 18 say, the 3 weeks of preparation, introduction to Rosh Hashanah. The Churban is not the end. It's a situation that will be rectified, maybe soon. This is what we need to understand. What is obligated of us that we have to be working on, trying to break down those barriers, coming as close to Hashem as possible. Idea number one that we've spoken about today, Hashamnu. I recognize where I am. I'm able to say I'm far. It's a moech arichuk. I'm able to be honest with myself in whatever area, in all areas, and say, you know what, Hashem? I've been fooling myself. I've been living 50 years thinking, oh, I'm doing great. Shabbos, no problem. I bench lift, you know, within a minute or two of candle lift, I'm holding. Yeah, I have chillin' and I have kugel. Well, like, you know, It's great, God. I have my Shabbos map. I'm holding. Am I really holding? So here's the question, my friends, that we need to ask. If we've established idea one, it's this recognition, it's this looking in the mirror, then the second aspect we have to ask ourselves is, okay, now what? What's the next step once I've looked in the mirror? So there are a number of focuses a person could have. I'd like to share very briefly three. Focus number one is tefillah, is davening. To realize that the Beis HaMikdash was a place of bringing korbanos. Korbanos was, by the very word, a korban means coming close to Hashem. It had a way of being able to erase my sins and being able to connect with Hashem. It had a way of allowing me to have a fresh start. It was a way that when we brought the korban tamid Beis HaMikdash, that my whole kirvas Hashem, my closeness to Hashem, was reignited. And today that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we have our tefillah instead. Our tefillah, davening, shachris, mincha, has that same ability. And the first paragraph in 20, to purify the one who davens, to be able to bring back this awareness of closeness to Hashem. And this is what we have to realize. But what happens? In our generation, who's davening? Who's connecting through tefillah? And he makes a very, very powerful point here. It's a point we've spoken about before. I want to take a look at his language. It really struck me. He says, "Eino dor shetavat hanat olam hazeh bo erbo bo ofen machdir kedoreinu." We've never had a generation which the pleasures of this world permeate us to our very core of our being. There's a fire out there that's, you know, ready to destroy us. And says Rav Weissblum, you know really where it's coming from? It's coming from a starvation to connect to Hashem. Because it's not kevan sheina mikabel tzipuka, because it's not getting its fill, which is tefillah. So then the soul is looking for other ways that they can be able to fill themselves up. And this is why in our generation he calls tefillah pikuach nefesh. It's saving our ruchnias. You know, I've said this many times. When you see these kids, lo aleinu, who are, you know, who veered off the straight and narrow path of their parents' education, and they're out at night partying and drinking and smoking and doing all these things, I've noticed that where they hang out is generally by stores, whether it's the makolot, the little store, or whether it's by, you know, places where people eat, and it just strikes me as they're starving. They think they're starving for beer or for pizza. What they're starving for is ruchnius. What they're starving for is connection. And it's connection, you're right, on many levels. I grant you that. But says Haras Derech, they're starving for a relationship with Hashem. But it's misplaced. Instead of being able to have this conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a real way, they're filling themselves. They're gorging themselves on things that are so unhealthy, on technology, on tznus, on so many things. And they're so empty. One thing to work on during the 3 weeks is to focus, and again, these are just suggestions, whatever a person can do to connect, matova manayim, just smorgasbord of suggestions. Tefillah, to learn a sefer in tefillah, Rav Schwab on prayer, Rabbi Kirster on prayer. There's so many books out there in Hebrew, Rav Pinkus on tefillah, Rav Gamliel, tefillah, there's so many svarim out there. To be able to learn one tefillah, to be able to connect, even in one tefillah, to say that on some level, my davri, my ava rabba, start with that tefillah, start with birkas atara, start with anything that speaks to you, a meir la'aretz, it doesn't matter what, a bracha shmon esrei, but speak about something that's going to be able to connect you with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At least you're ready to feel, let me break a little bit of those barriers. The second suggestion. Continuing the Haras Derech. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Mechitza Shabarzel, Ben Yisrael, Lavim Shabashamayim. In a different essay, he speaks about that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we have created, as we mentioned before, this Mechitza Shel Barzel, this iron gate between us and Hashem. Ech Bokim Ota Mechitza, how do we break through to get through to the back to those seven heavens? So we know, in Rosh Chodesh Davening, we have the very special tefillah of Yale, V'yavo, V'yagia, V'yira'e, V'yiratze, V'yishama, V'yipake, V'yizacher, Zichroneinu, V'gdoneinu. We speak about Yale, V'yavo, allow our tefillahs to go up. And it uses eight different worlds of connection. Seven to connect to Hashem, and then to be able to actually stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he here quotes, this is the Gubra, Rav Dessler, who talks about how each one of these words, Yale, V'yavo, V'yirai, V'yiratza, etc., is about breaking through another one of those seven barriers, or those seven heavens in our, my life, individual's life, to be able to connect with Hashem. I didn't quote here all of Rav Dessler. I quoted in depth the first two, and then the summation, because these are already levels way beyond me. So if you want to learn a Besimcha, it's a third chelik in Rav Dessler, page 110. You can learn it either there or in the Haratz Derech. What does Yale mean? Yale is the first one. Hashlav harishon bavodat haruchnius shadam yishtokek lalo ma'al matzavo. Yale is ready to be able to move beyond where I am. I want to go up. Right? Na'ale, to go up. B'li yishtokekut lalo ma'al matzav bo nimsa'im ein hatchala lavodat. If there's no desire, if I'm sitting in a world of apathy, and there's no desire to move beyond where I'm at, then I'm not going to go anywhere. Step one has to be a desire to move beyond my comfort level, and I want to change. You know, I remember having a conversation with one of my students this year. It was one of those painful conversations I've had, and I hear stories that are to make your hair stand on end. And those are painful, and I grant you, they're horrible stories of abuse and etc. But this was equally painful, and I came home after this conversation and told my kids I just feel like sitting down and crying. A girl sat down in front of me and was talking about it, so about the year and growth, and I said, well, you know, how did you feel like you've improved this year? I don't need to improve. Well, where do you foresee yourself growing? No, I'm fine. I don't need to grow anymore. Well, how do you see yourself in the future? This is great. I'm where I am is great. This is fine. I'm happy with where I'm at. It was just, I didn't even know where to begin. It was so painful. But then, you know what? When I came home and I collected myself, I said to a certain degree, she's at least honest. So many of us say this. Now it's back to Hashem, level one, but we don't admit to it. Yala, the first thing is to admit, I'm not saying she's in a good place. She's not. But the first thing is we have to admit, I'm comfortable, I'm happy with where I'm at, and that's not good. Ya'ale, I have to be able to move. Like, you know, pick up my feet to go up a ladder, you have to move. The second is V'yavo. V'yavo is as if Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. Welcome, in the name of Hashem, to the higher level. And that's the ability to separate physicality from spirituality. It's Siluka Gufaniyot HaChotzetzeh. As long as we are so entrenched in our physical desires and needs, it's going to be very hard. We're going to be weighed down to be able to hit spirituality. To break the second one is to be able to say, I want to focus more on my spiritual needs, or to put an emphasis on my spiritual needs and not just on my physical needs, right? We all know what we need physically. Do I know what I need spiritually? That's my avota. Before Shabbos, am I getting myself ready by doing tshuva, Erev Shabbos, which is what the halacha said. Right? It's not only preparing my kugel. Don't get me wrong. The kugel for Shabbos Kodesh, I understand that. I'm not only doing my makeup and hair or wig or whatever. I'm focusing also on my spirituality. And therefore, in summation 22 of Dessler, Shedagatob Ruch Niyot Nikbav Rakaydei Masenu, Rishmei Masim Nikbav Betoch Neshamal, Betzen Nechokim Heim Lo'or HaMena Muklatet Shel HaLishma Tahor. We have to work on within ourselves. There has to be a Shokakut HaRishana Lelia. We have a desire to move up, to disconnect ourselves from the physicality. Then he talks about working in our Voda, to be able to bring, the desire to bring the glory of Hashem into this world, to take away all the kochos that are going to block us from being able to do this. And he goes through all these levels. But we have to understand, it's our job, it's Aleinu Litbonen Kama Cherivo Midot Ra'ot Nigiot Umasim Ra'im Epimutenu. But we have to realize that as much as I want to grow and I want to move forward, I have to realize what are the things that are blocking me. And at the same time that I have this desire, right, first is tefillah, the second is the desire to improve and grow. Simultaneously with my improving and growing, I have to be working on my midot. And we've spoken about this at length before Shavuos. You know, if you're working on becoming a better person, but your anger is still there and your jealousy is still there, it's going to block you from your service of Hashem. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. So simultaneous working on my Shabbos and my brachos, etc., I have to be working on as well my negative mitos, because they create a barrier between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashamnev, I realize I've sinned. I realize I'm distant. I want to break through it. I realize that I have a responsibility. Hashem holds me responsible. I have the same 16 to 13 mitzvahs as anybody else in previous generations. What do I need to do to help me bring able to bring the Shekhinah down? Because the 3 weeks is about Golus HaShekhinah, the departure of Hashem. How do I bring him down? One, daven. And if you can't focus on all of davening, choose one tefillah. Shiva Sabbat Tammuz, let that be your tefillah that you're actually going to say out loud, word for word. You're going to understand it. You're going to learn it. It's going to be your ability, like a laser beam, to connect to Hashem and to feel consciously. I want to purify myself. I want to connect myself through this tefillah. Two, to realize that the Yal of the Yavo, I have almost an imagery of going up the seven levels, going up ladders, during the 3 weeks to work on the Yale, that I have a Yishokukos, a desire to go up the Yavo. I'm going to focus less, and 3 weeks is a good time for that, right? We don't go to weddings, and we don't buy, you know, new things and nice things. It's less of a focus in on the physicality and more on the spirituality, right? We don't listen to music when we get into the car. So I'm able to think a little bit more. I'm able to introspect a little bit more. The Yavo, I'm able, Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, to be able to come to more of a spiritual awareness. The third, which Amir Hashem I'd like to spend the most time on, is to be able, and again, they're not exclusive, the 3 weeks, and again, it's a preparatory time of Rosh Hashanah, El Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc., is to focus in on myself. And where am I in my personal avodas Hashem? The Pamei Moeh has a beautiful essay, which he speaks about Navi Yishayim Inabeh Al Bishamayim Kdeiro V'saka Sim Ksotam Yirmiyah Zota Bel Aretz V'Kidrua Shamayim Imahal. There are many descriptions of how even the heavens and the earth are mourning. And you find this in Eicha itself in the first chapter, Derchei Tzion Avelot. The paths of Zion are in mourning. Miblim Ba'ei Moeh, because the people are not using them to go up for the festivals. And the Medrash here notes the following. Amar Rav Avdimi Demi Chaifa, Afilu Drachim Mevakshim Tafkidam. Everyone, says Rav Huna, Kol Mevakshim Tafkidam, wants to do their mission in this world. Even the pathways, even the highways. Derechei Tziona Velos Min Blim Ba'ei Moeh. Yes, the highways are being used. But are they being used for the Ba'ei Moeh, for going up on the festivals? No. They feel pain. They feel Avelos, that they're not being used for what they were created for, what they're designated for. There's nothing in this creation that's created for naught. Every creation is created for a purpose. The inanimate, everything is created in order to be able to bring about Kvod Shamayim in this world. And this is a Beferish, an idea in 24. The Mishnah in the end of Pirkei Avos says, Kol Mashavar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, everything Hashem created in His world, Lo Bara Ela L'Kvodo, He created for His glory. The Pasuk in Yishayim Em Gimel Zayin called Nivra B'Shmi L'Kvodi B'Rativ Yitzarti V'Afatzitiv. Everything I've created for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilu Hayali Beinu Patuach L'Achshava Ruchani. If our hearts were open to this, our ears were listening to this, we'd be able to listen to everything around us, which is what the Parak Shira is about, to be able to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fulfilling its tafkid. And indeed, the Maharal of Prague speaks about Vashira and Chidush Egodos, he hefech ha'evel. Song is the exact opposite of mourning. Kein Shira l'mitov simcha. Shira is through joy. Vasimcha maral shlemos. And we've spoken about many times that simcha is akin to maral's ideas of wholeness, which is the exact opposite of evel, a mourning. Shumitzada eter v'chisaron, which is about lack and missing. When the creation is able to sing Parak Shira, it's because it's fulfilling its mission. Hashemayim misaprim kvokel, the heavens speak about Hashem's glory, the sun, everything. Everything is screaming out what it's supposed to be doing. That's the perfect world where everything. Kol anivra b'shmi l'kvot dibra tiv yitzar tiv afasitiv. I've done it for kvot Shemayim. And when a person is in a realm of shleimos, he too is able to sing Shira. When a person is able to realize that this is why I'm here, and keep in mind is that the inanimate and the vegetative and all of the other worlds are contingent on us, right? Why are Darchei Tziona Velomi Blim Ma'im Oed? Why are the paths, the highways crying? Because we have destroyed our ability to be Olel HaRegel. The whole world is contingent on our Avodas Hashem. Really, the whole world being able to sing Shira is for us to be on a level of wholeness. And we realize, my friends, Val Inyan Zeh, says the Ramchal in 27, Omed Kol Tavnir HaMishkan VaMikdash Makom Lifnim Makom Alifnai VaLifnim Shisham HaKavot Sharal LiDroshim LaTzeim LuKsham LiDabekbo. The place where we're able to feel real Shleimos was only the base of Mikdash. And therefore we understand that the famous Kapitel Tehillim, that when Klal Yisrael reached the Naros Bavel, the rivers of Babylonia, Al Naros Bavel, Sham Bachinu, there we what? Sham Yishamnu Gam Bachinu B'Zachrinu Tzion, we sat there and we cried. And what do they say? Ech Nashir et Shir Hashem Al Admat Nechar, how can we sing the song of Hashem on a foreign land? Now that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, it is much harder for us to feel Shleimos. It's much harder for us to really bring a full Kvod Shemayim into this world. And that's where the struggle needs to be. That's where the awareness needs to be. Our job in this world is to bring Kvod Shemayim, Hashem's presence, into this world. And we do that by being able to be, as we'll talk about right now, being able to fulfill our mission in this world, to be able to sing our personal Shira that Hashem has created us for. But realize that as hard as I work, and that's what I need to be focused in on these 3 weeks, the realization that I can't fully do my job, I can't fully sing Shira, is because the Beis HaMikdash isn't here. And the full Kvod Shemayim isn't here for me to be able to tap into. And that's a Tzipiyah L'Imot HaMashiach in 29. This is our desire to come to Mashiach. The Mesil Shesharim writes, Harishi Theer Tamid Sarma Mashal Agolos, the end of 19, in the end of 29. Mesil Shesharim in chapter 19 speaks about a person should always be in pain. On the Golos, on the Churba, Misan Mimash, Yuzet Gorei Mi'ut, Kiv Yachol L'Chvod HaYisbarach. Why are we mourning? Because that amount of Gilui Kvod Shemayim, that amount of how much glory of Hashem, feeling Hashem's presence, being able to bring this to fruition, is limited without the Beis HaMikdash. V'itavel l'geula, we desire geula l'fi shebaye ilui l'chvod Shema Yisbarach. I don't only want Mashiach to come so that all my problems will be solved. I want Mashiach to become in order to be able to be the best me I'm able to be able to bring the greatest Gilui Kvod Hashem into this world. We say this in Modim Durabanan, Keng Techanenu Tekaimenu, keep us alive, the Tesofka Liotenu L'Chatzrot Kachecha, and gather your exiles to your home, Lishmor Chukecha V'Lasot Ritzoncha B'Lev Avshalem, to do your will with a whole heart. To do Hashem's will, Larbo Kvod Shemayim B'Midat Meribi, can only happen when the Beit HaMikdash is here. Having said this, my friend, the responsibility and focus of the 3 weeks has to be, where can I be in my own Avodas Hashem that without the Beit HaMikdash I can fulfill my potential to the fullest? And then I feel with such passion, Hashem, bring down the Kvod Shamayim, V'tein Chalkeinu B'sar Secha, that I'm able to bring more Kvod Shamayim to this world. I'm so limited. I'll feel the lack so much greater when I have been able to do all that I can do. And this is our job here. We don't have a full Kvod Shamayim. I can't sing full Shira. But let at least be able to sing as much of the song as I can sing. Let me at least be cognizant of my job and do it to the fullest. And in that way, let me bring as much Kvod Shamayim, much glory of God into this world that I can bring, to be able to bring Him down from those heavens into this world. Rabbi Brazil, in his Sefer B'Shvili Nivra Olam, brings the idea of Rav Simcha Bunim, Mipshitzta, who says, Shatam ha-churban haya mipnei shekol achad lo atzat shalom. Do you know why the Churban happened? Because each one of us wasn't trying to sing our song. Each one of us wasn't trying to fulfill our potential to the best why we're here. Echa yashva badad. Why are we sitting badad? Badad is Rashi Tevo, Bechold Rachecha Da'ehu. In all your ways know him. Because we didn't fulfill our potential to the fullest of Hashem's expectation of us. We know, Chazal tell us in 31, a Mashiach ben David Babs, the very, very large essay, I really highlighted some points. Mashiach doesn't come until all the souls have been able to come down. And that's why people explain why there is this proliferation of twins, triplets, multiple births that we've never seen before being born now. You'll tell me it's the hormones that they're feeding the chickens. Those are what we call technical reasons. It's much deeper than that. All these souls have to come down, right, in order to fulfill what they need to fill in order for Mashiach to come. But on a deeper level, klomar geula muchlata lo tuchal lavod shekol ha'utzar ha'yitzirot ha'knuzot timtzein et tikunam b'yitzirot ha'matziyot mufu'ol l'or olam. Until we, down here, are fulfilling our potential to our fullest, that we be able to Shalom Nevosh, Nevosh is Rosh Tevo, Bechol Nefesh, Vanefesh, Shebarabecha, that in every creation that Hashem has created, that we are able to fulfill our potential. And this is what we have to realize, that the Pasuk of Amar Naval Bilibo, Ein Elokim, Hishchitu Vitavu, Avel Ein Osetov, Ein Gamachat, that this is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, the Chorba, that there was nobody there who did good. Hey, Shchitu Itavu Avel, Ein Osei Tov, everyone's destroying their ways. So, well, Brazil knows the reason for the Churban is Ein Gam Echad. Nobody felt Echad. For me, the world was created. That the whole world rests on me. Barchenu Avinu Kulanu Ke'echad. We say in Sim Shalom that I don't feel, and this is the biggest brocha, that I am an Echad. I am a Yitzir Kapav Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's created me. He's invested in me. He has expectations of me. And I need to be able to take a hard look at myself and be able to fulfill them to the best of my potential. That's the job of the 3 weeks. To look at myself and say, Ayeka, Eicha, where are you? Who are you? It's not only about finding, as the Kutzke Rebbe says, Hashem, find yourself. Know what you're doing here. Know why Hashem created you. He quotes here a very beautiful idea in 34. Pasuk says, Galta Yehuda Me'one. Yehuda was sent into Golos out of poverty. Ein One, says the Medrash, Ela Bedat. One is in knowledge. Bedat Hu Akara Sabore. Which means that we lacked service of God. We didn't realize what we needed to do. That's why we went into Golos. But the end of the pasuk says, what? Umirov avodah, and from a lot of work. Well, then, hold on a second. Galta yudah me'oni umirov avodah. It seems to be a contradiction. Me'oni, if it's oni me'dah, I didn't do enough work. Umirov avodah seems a lot of work. What's going on here? So he says, yes, we do a lot of work. Avalaitami min avodah shel zulat. We're busy copycatting everyone else's work and not doing our work. And in our work, what makes us unique, that's where we are lacking. And then Siva Shalom brings an idea that when we do somebody else's work and not our work, it's called Avodah Zarah. It's called foreign service, because we're not serving Hashem the way He wants us to serve Him. We're serving Him the way He wants others to serve Him. And he quotes a Gevaldic idea in 35. I actually love this idea, where he says, you know, when this potential convert came to Hillel and Shammai, and said, convert me on one foot. So Shammai, what? Pushed him Amat HaBinyan. Truly means like the pillar. So he says, Shammai represents the Rashi Tevo. Ma Hashem Elokecha Sha'ol Mimcha. What does Hashem want from you? He pushed him in the Emes HaBinyan. He pushed him with the recognition that there's truth, that you have to serve Hashem. You can't fool around here. And it's difficult, and it's hard. And he was, you know, like trying to shake him up. He comes to Hillel, and Hillel says, listen closely, Da'alecha sani l'chavercha lo sa'avi. That's the whole Torah, and the rest is commentary. Go learn. You know how he teaches it? Listen closely. We normally explain it. Whatever is hateful to you, do not do to your friend, which is the opposite, or the negative. Ahavterecha kamocha. Listen to this. Da'alecha sani. You want to know what your job in Torah is? You want to know what Ikara Torah is? It's what does Hashem want from you? It's to be able to do your tafkid. You'll ask me, and you're probably thinking here, well, how am I supposed to know what my tafkid is? And I'll tell you, the alecha sani, that which is hateful to you, klomar, ma shata sonel la sodom otseshi tzrach min hagein, v'lochem negdecha v'chozit nora, wherever you have the greatest, you know, fight. Oh, I can't do this. This is too hard to work on. Have yodeh shevel siman the asterisk in 35 shedavka avodah zo miyuchadet lecha. That's what's special for you. And the Siva Shalom says the exact same thing in 36 as well. That whatever the Yetzer Hara is mitgaber alav v'yoter, whatever you're really fighting, it's too hard for me, it's too difficult, that's what Hashem wants you to do. And Hillel goes on, lechavercha, that which you see by your friend, lo sa'avi, don't imitate him. Don't be a copycatter. Do what is unique for you. And as Siva Shalom speaks about so beautifully in 37 and 38, the Ari HaKadosh speaks about that no two people are alike from the creation of the world to the end of time. And every single day is unique. Our job, the Brigas Bracha, is to be able to do our shlichus from which we were sent here. And Hashem gives us all the tna'im ha-mivi'im el-todlum, alei shlichuto ba'olam. You know, my friends, you're right. There are two ways to do a puzzle in life. You know, you can be able to have the larger puzzle picture of the box and be able to put piece by piece in its proper place. And you have a vision. And some people do indeed have a vision of why they are sent here into this world, and they live their lives filling that vision. And other people don't. So what do? It's about picking up every puzzle piece that comes your way and saying, where can I best place it now? As Rev Lef, I've heard once quoted saying, you want to know what your mission is? Whatever comes before you right now, that's what your mission is. And on a certain level, that's the MS. Everything coming our way, we have to ask ourselves, going back to the Shari Tshuva, Rav Pinkus quoted, am I bringing a Kvod Shemayim in this? Is this what Hashem wants from me? So I have almost three levels of shlichus. One is, some people have a larger picture. They know it's a sick child, a sick parent, it's this idea, that idea, that they're put into this world to work on. Other people are, whatever comes in their way, this is what they're going to work on. And other people is what, and there's all three are true, is whatever you're fighting the most, whether it's a mitzvah that's difficult for you, it's a life situation that's difficult for you, the alecha sani, that's what you need to work on. But keep in mind, lechaver chalosa avi, don't be copycatting. Don't be just imitating other people's avodas Hashem. You know, some people have 10 kids, some people have no kids, some people have 3 kids, some people have a sick parent, some people have no parents, some people have this type of child, some people have those type of children, some people have this type of work, some people have those type of work, some people have this illness, some people have no illness. Everyone's life situation is different. And that's because we all need to be doing different things to bring Kvod Shamayim. This one taking care of a sick parent, that's their Kvod Shamayim. This one's doing that, that's their Kvod Shamayim. We have to find our unique song. Each one of us plays a unique song. And so often we say, well, you know what, I want to be like this person who has 10 kids. There are certain aspects that you can follow, but if you don't have 10 kids, that's not where your avoda is going to be. You have to find your own avoda. It was a very poignant story, and I find it, frankly, very sad as well, of a person who went, I believe it was a Kushan Tzermagin, if I'm not mistaken, a woman says, I married many years without children, please bless me with a child. And he said, I'm afraid, you know, my bracha is not going to help you. And she came back a second time, a third time, and finally he said to her, let me tell you a story. A woman once came to the Baal Shem Tov and asked for a bracha for a child. Baal Shem Tov says, I'm sorry, I can't help you. She came back a second time, and then a third time. She says, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And the woman was desperate. She went and sold all her things and bought expensive meshe, fabric, a silk. And she made a beautiful bekesha for the Baal Shem Tov. And right when the Baal Shem Tov was leaving the city, she ran and handed to him and said, please, please, I'm telling you how desperate I am. I made you this. There should be something, the bracha should be chal on, should be, you know, placed on something. And he blessed her with a child. And the cousin of Sir Maggie said, that was my mother. And I'm a product of that bracha. The next day when the cousin of Sir Maggie left town, this woman came running to him, said, I sold all my things to make you a bekesha. And he looked at her sadly and said, that's what my mother did. That's her song. You need to have your own song. You need not to mimic, but you need to create your own. It's a sad story, but it's a powerful story. It's a story about how we need to be able to be standing on our own two feet to realize our uniqueness, our specialness. And that's what the 3 weeks are about. What makes me unique? What makes me special? What is it about me that Hashem has created me in this world that I can bring a Kvod Shamayim? And I'd like to end with an idea we've spoken about again before. It's one of my favorite ideas, and I think about it every Motzei Shabbos. When Hashem said to Adam HaRishon, Ayeka, where are you? He said, Eifo Ata, where is Ayekaf? Ayeka can be spelled Aleph Yud He, Aye, then the word Kaf. Kaf literally means the palm of your hand. Ayeka, where is the palm of your hand? Where is what makes you unique and special? Why did you eat from the tree trying to take on things that aren't yours? Why did you look at what was given to you in the palm of your hand and be able to focus in on that? And that's why indeed we look when we at the Havdalah candle, which is Adam Rishon bringing darkness into the world when we're entering into the new week. We look at this shadow between the nails and our palm of our hand, right, putting our fingers over our thumb. And we look at the palm of our hand and we look at ourselves every week and we say, what makes me unique? What makes me special? That's what I need to work on this week. My friends, this is on a certain level. What those who are not on the level of a Yirei Shamayim to Doeg, a Meitzar, a Doeg, a Chorba Beitz HaMikdash, have to be, as the Chiddushei Arim says, Doeg U'Meitzar, on our own Chorba, on the fact that we don't have Yirei Shamayim. First and foremost, we have to realize that we're not where we're supposed to be, that we don't feel this closeness to Hashem, and it's missing for us, and it pains us. Ashamnu, we've sinned. We are held responsible. Hashem holds us to a certain level. We're not holding by there. It's a Moed Shalrichuk. It's a festival of distance where I'm celebrating the fact that I am far away. It's an ability to realize, Ayeka, Eicha, where are you? Where are you holding? Tfilah, find one tfilah to connect you. Yala v'yavo, be ready to move beyond where you're at and say, I am going to begin to work on to break through this apathy. And finally, it's a time to look inside of ourselves. Am I on track? Am I a Avodas Hashem? An honest look. Am I doing everything because everyone else around me is doing it? I'm making that bekesha because that's what that woman did? Or what can I do that's unique? What can I do that's special? What's Ayeka? What's my kafiyad? What in the palm of my hand? What is God given me in my hands, in my repertoire that makes me unique, that makes me special? Am I utilizing it to its fullest potential? Am I being the best that I can be to bring Kvod Shamayim into this world? and the time of the 3 weeks is to realize what is my song, to be able to begin playing my song with the realization and knowledge. Ech nashir shir Hashem al tzvat nechar. As long as the Beis HaMikdash isn't here, I can't fully play my song, but I have to do whatever I can so that when Mashiach comes, I'm just missing a note or two, but everything else I can bring to Hashem, a beautiful song that has been sung in this world, and then all together we can all finish our songs with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, with that place where from which all song and closeness to Hashem emanate. My friends, Hodu Lashem Kitov Kilom Chasto. This ends another year of learning together. Bechaste Hashem, we've had a tremendous Yata Deshmaya to learn, to delve, to understand in the depths of Torah. I thank all of you for creating, by listening, that ability for Siyata Deshmaya to come to me and preparing. Mirtz Hashem will start again. Elusman, this has now been Bechaste Hashem, our 7th year running. Straight and Kane Yerbu and Mayav Estrim Shanai and learning and growing together. Wish everybody a wonderful summer.